This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. Reports from Ukraine indicate the nation's military forces have achieved their biggest breakthrough in the south of the country since the war began, bursting through the fronts and advancing rapidly along the Dnipro River Monday, threatening supply lines for thousands of Russian troops. Kyiv gave no official confirmation of those gains, but Russian sources acknowledged a Ukrainian tank offensive had advanced dozens of kilometers along the river's west bank, recapturing a number of villages along the way. The breakthrough mirrors recent Ukrainian successes in the east that have turned the tide in the war against Russia, even as Moscow has tried to raise the stakes by annexing territory, ordering mobilizations, and threatening nuclear retaliation. Reporting from Kyiv, reporter Anna Chernikova told the VOA's Flashpoint program Monday that Ukraine has Russian soldiers on the run in the eastern part of the country.
By the Russian sources that actually Russian forces are moving deep into the Luhansk region. So they're trying to escape from Donetsk region directly to Luhansk region, which is, of course, a positive sign for Ukrainian forces, because for the moment Ukrainian forces are advancing towards the city of Svatove, which is in Donetsk region.
The Reuters news agency reports Norway's military said Monday it has posted soldiers to help guard major onshore oil and gas processing plants, part of a wider effort to boost security amid suspicions that sabotage caused leaks in the Nord Stream gas pipeline last week. Russia's Nord Stream 1 and 2 pipelines burst September 26, draining gas into the Baltic Sea off the coast of Denmark and Sweden. This is VOA News. The UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres appealed Monday to developed nations in the world to make good on their promises of $100 billion a year to support climate action in developing countries ahead of a November climate review conference in Egypt. Guterres told reporters at UN headquarters in New York that funding for adaption and resilience must represent at least half of all climate finances. Ministers, climate experts, and civil society representatives are meeting this week in the Congolese capital of Kinshasa to prepare the agenda for the November meeting, known as COP27, which will take place in the Red Sea resort of Sharm el-Sheikh from November 6th to the 18th. The United Nations says G20 countries account for 80% of global emissions, but they've been slow to deliver on their $100 million annual pledge. Taken together, current pledges and policies are shutting the door on the chances to limit global temperature rises to 2 degrees, let alone meet the 1.5-degree goal, Guterres said of the benchmarks set at the 2015 Paris Climate Agreement. The U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission says celebrity Kim Kardashian has agreed to pay $1.26 million to settle a SEC complaint with the SEC regarding cryptocurrency promotions on her Instagram account. Associated Press correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The SEC says Kim Kardashian did not disclose she was getting paid $250,000 to promote Emacs tokens on her Instagram account. Commission laws make it clear those types of compensated promotions must be disclosed. The reality star also agreed not to promote any crypto asset securities for 3 years. A lawyer for the businesswoman says Kardashian wanted to get this matter behind her to avoid a protracted dispute. Bitcoin has given up more than half its value this year, tumbling from almost $46,000 today to around $19,000. I'm Julie Walker.
British Prime Minister Liz Truss was forced Monday into a humiliating U-turn after less than a month in power, reversing a cut to the highest rate of income tax that helped spark turmoil in financial markets and a rebellion within her party. Finance Minister Kwasi Kwarteng said the decision to scrap the top rate tax cut had been taken with some humility and contrition. Truss and Kwarteng announced a new growth plan September 23rd that would cut taxes and regulations funded by a vast government borrowing to snap the economy out of years of stagnant growth. But the plan triggered a crisis of investor confidence in the government, hammering the value of the British pound and government bond prices and jolting global markets to such an extent that the Bank of England had to intervene. Repeating the hour's top news story. The reports from Ukraine indicate the nation's military forces have achieved their biggest breakthrough since the war began. This is VOA News.